whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I am Jessica Young.
And we are here to
rant and rave.
It makes us sound like two old grandmas.
I envision
us in leotards with tulle skirts and tap shoes.
Yes, with the leg warmers pushed down.
Mm-hmm. It makes us pretty hip.
Did you ever succumb to the aerobics era? I mean, that was when we were kids, but...
No, not. I've always hated moving. But I do love dancing. I wish I had the money and the balls to go to a hip-hop dance class to lose weight.
Well, a lot of gyms offer it. Mm-hmm. And like LA Fitness, I clearly haven't been in a while. But the last time I was there, I was observing a class. It was the hip-hop class. And my friend had said, oh, let's go do that sometime. I'm like, no. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not a good dancer and I'm just not comfortable enough. And she's like, well, I want you to look at that guy in the front of the room. And she goes, I don't know how old he is, but I need you to watch him. Because we were like on a treadmill or something. This guy was up there in age.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you he was busting moves like you
but
wouldn't
see,
believe.
He probably looked like he was cool.
He looked amazing. He had a smile from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love that so much. And I wish I had a fraction of that confidence.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I would do it and try really hard and people would be like, oh, where's her caretaker?
The few times that I've gone to like a group class, I always feel very self-conscious because I always think everyone's looking at me. Everyone's going to know I can't put my legs back that far. All these things. Nobody is.
Okay. Well, Jessica, let me just say this. That's what everybody always says to you. But I went to a Billy Blanks Jr. and his wife class.
Wow.
For a little while before I had Henry.
What?
And first of
how
all,
hard was it?
It was very hard, but it was very fun. Like, we did Bollywood. There were all kinds of different things, but I was terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, nobody is going to look at you or point you out. Then comes the part of the, first of all, Billy Blanks Jr. and his wife are gods.
Yeah.
They are the most
chiseled
beautiful
out of
humans.
Stone.
Yes. They are stunning human beings.
Wow.
And Mr. T was in the class.
What?
Not a joke.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
But it comes to the part of the class where they're like, everybody line up in the back of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we're going to choose people randomly, two by two, to do the dance across. Who's the first person they chose? Jessica.
No. Was it like solid gold and you had to go
No. Across the length of the gym.
I can't.
And I was like, I know. And I was shaking my, and then Mr. T's like, come on, come on.
Hey, woman, why don't you get with the real man?
He was such a joy. He would stand at the door as we walked in and as we walked out, and he would high five every one of us.
Okay, he's
the cutest. And then he and I did a dance together. So that made the payoff worth it.
What?
He came up and got me during like a freestyle.
I'm dead. Mm-hmm.
During like freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. T and I danced.
Is that one of the greatest moments in your life?
It was.
Because it would have been for me.
Incredible. And I was like, sir, I just think you're so amazing and your perseverance in life. Because, you know, he battled cancer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, your perseverance in life is such an inspiration. And also, you're just Mr. T.
Oh, my God. I bought earrings that I found at this amazing store in Knoxville, Tennessee, several years ago. And they had like Prince, David Bowie, all these different celebs on like, you know, a shrunken down image, like a little metal squares.
Yeah.
Just simple earrings, but it's that. But you can tell loud and clear what it is. And I bought the Mr. T ones, and I don't know where they are.
No,
if I can find
Jessica,
them, I'm going to send you a picture of them.
I've got to be honest. If you find them and wear them around me, I would slap you for those earrings.
Was he wearing all of his jewelry?
No, he didn't. But he was wearing workout clothes, and he did have like a sleeveless shirt on. And
yes.
Kind of like one of those LA scarves, not for cold.
Sure, sure. some loose fringe.
That's so funny. He was the coolest. Every day he was there high-fiving everyone.
I love
it. So great that you're here. Come on, girls. Let's get it. Come on.
How positive for people.
Yeah, it was inspiring.
And surely everyone there knew who he was, I hope.
Oh, I can't imagine.
They better have.
I mean, they need to stay home if they don't.
Remember the cartoon he had, too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think
the A-Team? B.A. Baracus.
Yes. So aggressive.
What's a B.A. stand for? Bad attitude.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
You just got me so excited about Mr. T and the fact that you met him.
I feel like you and I both are going to be Googling products so we can have a Mr. T off.
Oh, that would be so good.
A Mr. T off. Good one, Dana.
What if there's a Mr. T pot?
There is. There has to be.
There has to be.
We're not the only geniuses.
I'm calling it now. We're putting a patent on that if that doesn't already exist.
And if there are listeners out there that know where we can find it, please tell us.
Unreal.
Oh my God. Okay, do you want to tell people how to contact us?
Yes.
We just got off the rails already.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast, on Twitter at raves_the, email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and through our website. We have a contact button and you can email us directly through there, therantsandravespodcast.com. Please follow us, send us messages. We love getting things from you guys on DMs and the funny things that you send us and link to and all of that kind of stuff. We have a new YouTube channel, thanks to Miss Dana Powell.
Do you have an exciting announcement song you want to sing? We have an announcement.
YouTube! YouTube!
It's times like this I'm so mad I'm not filming you constantly. Do you understand the force with which and the control you have over your shoulders? You are a shoulder person.
That is hilarious.
Is there a thing that those color
era
tests or whatever, like an A personality, a B personality, mm-hmm, or a blue personality? Or is there one that's like someone who lives with their shoulders?
A body test.
Because you are a shoulder wizard.
Maybe that's why my neck always hurts.
Your shoulders bounce like two little balls on the top of your body. But it's very exciting. Now, for those of you already listening on Apple or, you know, iTunes or
Spotify,
any of the Google Play, any of the places we are, obviously this isn't helpful for you. But if you've got a person who's like out of it or even out of the country, sometimes people in other countries can't find us. Mm-hmm. You can listen on YouTube. Every episode goes up there. It's just a little video that has our logo and you can listen to a full episode there. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
Totally. For the parents out there, like, I know my parents didn't really know about podcasts or listen to them themselves. So I know sometimes when people who are of our parents' generation are like, what's a podcast or how do I listen to it?
Yeah.
And they may not. They truly don't use iTunes or know how to download things. So this is
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Now, you have to type in our full name.
We are case sensitive on all platforms, anything dealing with our podcast. But yes, it's always the Rants and Raves podcast.
Oh, we were so in sync.
I know. I love it.
Also, we wanted to make an announcement, and maybe nobody's going to want to do this. I don't know. But if you guys write a review for us and post it on Apple iTunes, what do you call that?
Yeah, on iTunes.
iPods, Apple Playcast. You know what I mean.
If you find us through iTunes
and write a review,
yes,
and then screenshot it and DM us, we'll make a shout out video for you and we'll put it on our social media.
Totally.
And it'll be specific and customized for you.
That's right.
So that's something to think about if you guys are interested.
Mm-hmm.
How was your week?
It was great. The only thing that I have an issue with, and I will not go too long because I don't want to rant about
it. Yeah, we're not at rants yet.
No, but when I was coming here, you know, the exit that I usually get off for you wasn't just like a few cones, which obviously I couldn't have gotten off. It's like barricaded off, like they're doing something major with construction.
Idea.
It's never been like that.
No.
That happened to me this weekend trying to turn onto Laurel Canyon.
Oh.
And you couldn't get on either direction. It was crazy.
Now, sometimes do you I guess coming to my house, you know where you're going. But do you use Waze or whatever?
I use something every time I go anywhere, even if it's somewhere I go all the time, because
Waze will tell me when there's barricaded.
So I use Google Maps, and of course it kept saying, turn right, turn right, turn right.
Oh, it doesn't tell
but
you.
But I couldn't, no. So then I had to go to the exit, the next exit, which is, you know, it's not terrible, but it's like, oh, I was going to be 1 minute away from your house.
Yeah.
And then it's like 10 minutes to go down and come around. I know,
you have
around.
To go extra. Yeah. It's quite a distance.
But I had a guy that was really aggro driving up behind me to get onto the exit ramp when I left to get on the highway. Mm-hmm. And then he was behind me almost all the way until I did the turn off to another highway. And I was like, are you
trying to be a jerk?
I don't get it. I'll never get people doing that.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't matter if I'm a man, a woman, whoever's in the car, but a guy in a car with tinted windows, of course I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
And just hearing the rev.
You?
He almost hit me when I was turning onto the highway.
Jeez.
I mean, I do not drive fast, but I was at a turnoff where there's kind of a blind turn of cars coming around the corner, but I make sure nobody's near, and I turned, and he was flying so fast around, and then I guess because he almost hit me, because he shouldn't have been going that fast, decided to ride me almost all the way to your house.
Oh, great.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm. I don't like it either. Mm-mm. It's not right.
It's not. How was your week?
It was good. I actually celebrated the union of a couple of friends this weekend.
Awesome. Oh, you looked beautiful. Yes, I know the pictures.
I posted, if you follow us on social media, I posted a video of a funny dog whose eyes were bulging out of his head. I was like, this is me at the wedding I'm going to. And because on a past episode, I talked about how weird I was at a party at my friend Sarah Baker's birthday. Okay, just so you know, Jessica, that was confirmed. Talking to some friends of mine, and this friend of mine's wife, Zach, she goes, I said, yeah, I was worried about coming out today. I haven't gotten out much. You know, I've been such a weirdo. And she goes, oh, it's funny you say that. Michael said he saw you at Sarah's birthday, and he was about to ask you, is something wrong? And you looked at him and went, my lift's here. Bye. So 100% confirmation.
Unreal.
That I was out of control weird. But at the wedding, I think I was just normal Dana weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that I can accept.
I love that for the past few weeks, he's been thinking, what was going on with Dana?
Yeah. She's a weirdo now. But the wedding was beautiful. It was my friends, Alex Enriquez and Katie Rose Donahue. Aww. And her dress was gorgeous. It was at a friend's house with just beautiful palm.
It looked so lovely.
It was beautiful. They had a mariachi band playing Star Wars when they came out.
Stop it. Mariachi is always the top.
The mariachi played them out down the aisle after the ceremony.
That's beautiful.
It was so cute. Oh. And then they wanted to do like a huge group photo. Mm-hmm. And I was not into it because I was like, I'm going to be a dot in a picture. So I said to my friend Eileen, was standing next to me, and we're both mothers. She's got two little ones. Mm-hmm. So we don't really get out a ton. And I looked at her and I go, you know what? Nobody's ever going to see us in that picture except for us. But look at that. Not a single person in the alcohol line and not a single person on the dance floor. 20 minutes, the two of us alone partying it up. The best time ever.
That is
just living
great.
Our best life at someone's wedding.
You want another Zima?
It was amazing.
That's great. Green is definitely your color.
Oh, thank you. Can I tell you, and how do you prevent this? I get to the wedding and it looks like I'm in the wedding party because it's their colors. No clue. No clue.
I think that's fine, truly.
I felt bad.
I really do. I think the only exception is if somebody came in something totally inappropriate to the tone of the wedding.
Yeah.
Right? You can never be overdressed, but you might be grossly underdressed. But I actually think that's neat that you were part of the color scheme. Seriously. Unless you showed up in like a white eyelet dress, which yes, someone did
People
at a
do.
Wedding I went
know.
To.
You can't do that. I did see a white eyelet dress that I fell in love with. And I was like, Dana, no, you are not the bride. No. But I also bought, for the first time in my life, a petticoat.
It's so cute.
It's mint green. It went under my green dress. And so I can dance.
Okay. I wouldn't say petticoat. That does make it sound like you were dressing in period from
Victorian.
Yes, or Little House on the Prairie. No, it very well may be, but I'm picturing something longer. It's like an adorable tulle underlay. Little that's floofy, not what it's called.
Floofy, soft, layered.
I love it. Maybe it is a petticoat.
I feel like that's what they told me it was called.
I love it regardless.
But I'm sure there are plenty of videos of me flipping that skirt around.
But that looks cute.
I loved it. I had a blast.
Because I've also seen people spinning around when they're dancing and they don't realize how
high
flouncy the dress is.
And then the panties are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Dancing with the Stars, but you didn't intend everyone at the wedding to know what kind of underwear you wear.
Right, exactly. And nobody needs to know what kind of underwear. Especially when I'm trying to suck everything in.
That sounds really fun.
It was a blast. And congratulations to my friends.
Yeah.
They're really, really sweet. It's amazing. They both, you know, everybody's got their stories of where they came from and their relationship difficulties. And they found one another. I think it's beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Should we move into our rants?
Let's do it.
You are up first today, I believe.
All right. This is something that I hear. I mean, I've experienced it myself. I'm sure we all have. But a friend of mine keeps complaining about a specific store that she frequents, and she is totally over people being overly friendly and asking too many questions when she just runs in to grab an iced coffee or a quinoa salad or whatever.
Right.
It's like sometimes you're in a rush or you might have a lot on your mind or you're in a bad mood, and they always are taking their sweet time and asking her too much.
Yeah.
And some of the examples.
Because you got to read the room.
Yes.
You got to know if somebody's kind of like not into talking today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They say, what are you up to the rest of the day? And she doesn't like that. She thinks it's very invasive. And why do they need to ask or
also,
know what I'm doing the rest of the
really
day?
They don't really want to know. You should tell her. They don't really want to know. They just want you to go, not much.
It is funny because some people you can tell really love talking, both patrons and employees.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, especially at the grocery, it seems to be the worst at the grocery. She is talking about a grocery. I'm not going to say the chain.
Yeah.
But way too much talking. And again, this person, you're like, God, I'm just trying to get some half and half.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so they ask her that. They also have several times asked her, what do you do for a living?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't like it when people ask me that.
I think it's so inappropriate.
If you're meeting someone and you're at a social event, that's different. But like standing at a counter,
it's so rude. Yeah. Literally, like, unless you were wearing a t-shirt for some kind of foundation, I'd be like, oh, what? Do you work for that organization?
Right.
I mean, it still might be too personal to ask, but it's different.
Right.
Or someone's wearing a patch or an emblem of sort.
It's such a random thing to just look at somebody and go, what do you do for a living?
I think it's so rude.
Yeah.
Even sometimes in social situations, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if there's a real, what's the word I'm looking for, disparity between like income levels and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody is like a hedge fund, I almost said hedge fund operator. My brain is mush right now.
I know.
I feel like I took 20 pots of coffee and more.
I was thinking hedge fund baby, but that's a trust fund baby.
Yes, hilarious. But you know what? I'm sure there are hedge fund babies. No, but you know what I'm saying. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, but sometimes you might be somewhere and people are in like a completely different league financially and or with their job, and they ask you, and I think sometimes that can make people feel a little embarrassed or not because they're not proud of what they do, but it's just, it's apples to oranges.
Right. And like when we say what we do, then there's a follow-up question.
Right.
What have I seen you on?
Always.
And it's so uncomfortable because then even if you list things, 99.9% of the time they're going to go, I don't watch that.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen that.
Yep.
Totally. What do you do?
Even if it's like something major.
you just go, okay.
Right. Or always, of course, oh, I heard you're a comedian.
Ugh.
Tell us some jokes.
No,
and
thank
like, no.
you.
And they're like, oh, well, don't comedians tell jokes? And it just keeps going on and on.
The worst.
It's like, I don't think you'd enjoy my long form improv, buddy.
not solo. Not a solo performance at the counter here.
But they do it to her all the time. And again, it happened. I told you before, every time I go in, and I saw him again the other night.
You did deodorant sniffer?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How's the new job? And I said, it is August.
You did?
That's what I said to him. I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, it's August. I don't even know his name. I wish I did because I would have liked to button it with his name. It's August, Joe, or whatever his name is. I just said, it's August. He goes, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
You hurt his feelings.
Nope. I always say, thank you so much. Have a good night. With my voice going up like that. But he's one too that asks lots of questions. It's just like, please stop.
Yeah, it's the, haven't seen you in a while, where you been? Yeah.
But I will say, on the flip side, I have had experiences with people at places of business that I frequent a decent amount, to where you do get to kind of know them. And no, I'm not like, hey, lady, do you want to give me your number and let's grab coffee sometime?
Right.
But we'll chat, and like something has triggered something in the past where we would talk, and I'd be like, hey, how's your dog doing? Or yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
And that I think is fine, but also, you know, like, I am excited to see, oh, so-and-so's we here, and they recognize me too. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, we were talking, we always kind of go over the show outline mm-hmm. beforehand. I didn't realize how closely related your rant and mine are, because really? Mine is about a grocery store worker.
There's so much that can be said about grocery stores. I don't think we're gonna run out ever.
So I had a grocery store worker. I was at the store the other day, and I I visited the back of the store, like the hallway next to the butcher's.
I hate it. Is that where the bathroom was?
Yes, but it's also where the clearance is.
All that Vandy Camp's bread that's about to go bad.
Oh boy, so judgy.
No, I'm not judging. I just have a thing with Vandy Camp's bread specifically. Go on.
Well, I'll tell you, I found a bottle of Aleve that nothing was wrong with it. It wasn't expired. It just had a squished box. I got it for 75% off.
What?
I got my coffee for 75% off because the box was bent.
Go ahead now.
Yeah, I was actually kind of excited, and then this woman ruined it for me.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. She came up to me and I was wearing a dress, and she goes, oh, honey, which first of all, I'm not your honey.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're in the deep south, don't be calling a stranger honey.
Yeah. She points to my boobs with a wiggly finger.
Nope.
And whispers, your bra's showing. Now, I looked at her and I looked down at my own boobs, and it was like the top edge of my bra hanging.
Like barely the outline of lace.
Yeah. Yes. And I go, oh, okay. Well, thanks. Like, because I was like, is it bothering you? Do you not know what a bra? Because I said to you on the porch, I was like, if you don't know what a bra looks like by mm-hmm. now, I'm doing you a favor.
Unbelievable.
My nipples weren't out. You didn't see any pepperoni. Not even close to my nipples, I'll tell you, because there's a lot of coverage there. I mean, we got acres of titty.
Oh my God. I can't.
And what instantly ran through my brain is, where was this woman every single time I have had my dress up my underwear?
I was just going to say that. Why don't people say something?
They will
with that?
Not do it. But your bra's showing, they'll tell you. But you're literally, I talked about this on another show. Mm-hmm. Have I ever told you what I did on the first day of Henry's kindergarten?
No.
Jessica. So if you listened to Absolute Worst Podcast, I apologize. You can skip ahead. The first day, it was a new school. I walk him up to mm-hmm. the entrance gate. I get out of the car, walk all the way up the sidewalk, mm-hmm. go to the entrance gate, drop him off. Finally, I feel a woman tap on my shoulder. She goes, your dress is in your underwear.
Okay.
Now, Jessica, it wasn't just in my underwear.
All the way.
I put it in my underwear mm-hmm. to shave my legs that morning and forgot.
I can't.
It wasn't just stuck up my butt crack.
Wait,
whole back of my dress wadded into a ball and shoved into my panties.
Oh my
and
God.
And not a single GD mom all the way up the sidewalk and halfway back to my car was like, no, your dress and your underwear.
Twice also that has happened to me where
I've
walked
to me all the time
across groups of people, way too many, and was
not a single person.
No, and then finally someone did.
One hero.
It just happened a few weeks ago at the opera. I was in like a really flouncy silk
you
dress.
That. If I'd been there, I would have saved you.
Oh my God. It's a really flouncy, like, you know what I mean. It's a lot of material, a big flouncy dress. I pulled up my Spanx. And the whole back of the dress got enveloped in that.
Yeah.
So I made it back to the entrance, back to our row. And at that point, I felt something and I went to like, because I saw that my dress was kind of pulled backwards. And I went, oh my God. Oh, and I kept pulling. It was like a magician. When they pull 30 scarves out of their pocket, it just kept coming and coming and coming. the whole back of the dress was up in my Spanx. So from the back, looked like I was wearing biker shorts. And the front, my knockoff Diane von Furstenberg dress.
Yes!
Okay, I can't.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never shoved a dress in my underwear again to shave my legs. No, I'll go Harry and the Hendersons before I do that again.
That's something I would do, and I forget like that. Oh man.
And I thought, how did I not feel that knot when I sat down in the car?
Right.
And how dare those moms let me walk up there like that?
That's a time to say, excuse me.
But you know what I said to the woman when she told me? I turn around and I go, oh my God. Wow, that's horrible. I wish it was the first time, definitely won't be the last. I mean, it's just Dana.
Yes. I will tell you something that I do think is weird. When I was at the Hollywood Bowl recently, we were walking up an awfully steep... One of the sides of the amphitheater is very steep and doesn't have steps. I don't recommend going in from the back entrance to the bowl. Anyways, we're going up and there was a guy with his shoelaces but I mean like fully untied,
right? Oh yeah, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, and it was very steep. And my friend said, excuse me, sir, your shoelace is untied. And he goes, so?
Okay. You're like, well, all right. Then I guess you can fall and break all your bones.
My friend literally you should have seen the look on their face. And he goes, okay. And I was just trying to let you be aware.
Yeah.
And he just kind of trailed off.
I guess maybe that's how I should have been with the lady in the grocery. I should have been like, oh, okay, thank you.
Your lace is not going to cause you to tumble down 30 aisles, okay?
Who are you going to see?
That was for when we saw Chic and Niles Rogers.
I don't even know who that is.
On the fourth. Yes, you do.
I do.
I want your love. I need your love. From the disco era. And freak out. Say Chic.
Freak out. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I know that.
They can still sing, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, man, did you know there was a Hello tour going on at the
Yes, it was on Wednesday. I don't even want to talk about it. I kept looking for cheap seats, and the cheapest seats were still not in the budget.
I haven't gone to the bowl once this year, and I'm so sad.
I like to go as many times as possible, but there's nothing that I was like, I gotta see that. It.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought to most things there because it's just a nice night.
Well, I wouldn't have thought the Hello tour, but they played like Commodore songs and Lionel Richie songs.
It's his hits tour. It's like... The man had so much music.
I know. Now that I should have seen.
And I didn't know that he played the piano.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah. Didn't he play piano in the Hello video?
Do you want me to play 2 seconds? Because a listener went and posted this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
How awesome does he look?
Yeah, and he looks amazing.
I never knew he played the piano. And I will tell you this. I'm pretty sure it was this past year. New Year's Eve used to be my favorite holiday. I was so into it. And then at like 24, which is still very young, I hit the wall and I didn't care. And I wanted to like stay home, drink Prosecco, and just watch bad TV and all the performances. I'm pretty sure it was this past year. Lionel Richie was like the headliner. You know, they'll start showing people in different parts of the country that are doing a show for New Year's. That man also smiling from ear to ear. You can see that he loves performing. It's not an act. He's not cheesy and over the top. He's genuinely happy with what he's doing. My dad just went and saw him because he was in Florida a week or two. He said it was unreal. And then, of course, my dad like went down the rabbit hole reading up on history of Lionel Richie. Apparently, he was going to be a minister.
Really?
And I'm guessing probably started singing in church, as some people do.
Then
went on to an incredible career.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had wanted to be a minister. Where would I be now?
The possibilities are endless.
They're endless. I ruined it. No! Okay, so I guess we have to say, even though I complained about it, if you see someone in need of help with their clothing, definitely tell them. Because I would rather have the woman be like, oh my God, you whore, your bra's showing, than the 75 moms who didn't tell me that my whole ass was hanging out. So maybe I have to correct myself.
Yes, but that is hilarious. I know.
Check myself before I wreck myself. and still tell jerks when their shoes are untied, right?
Yeah. That, of course, I appreciate. Yeah,
that was a danger.
And zippers being undone.
Oh, definitely.
How many times have I walked around with my zipper undone?
Me too.
Thank God I don't have a penis.
I know, me too. Everyone would have a map of my penis.
Yeah.
Because I leave my pants unzipped all the time.
No idea. The shirt's riding up.
Just a black hole.
Yep.
Okay, should we do our cleansing breath?
Let's do it.
Okay. If you're by yourself, feel free to yell it out. If you're not by yourself and you're in public, yell it out, but somebody might hit you. Okay. And in. And. Ooh, that's nice.
That is nice.
Feels so good to get oxygen.
Yeah. I try to do a lot of cleansing breaths before I go to sleep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seriously, like before I go to bed now, I try to lay flat on my back and like really stretch, put my feet up on the wall for a little bit.
That's good.
I got slow, this new deep breaths app to try to relax.
I got this new app that can help you. There's all these different ones, like a 10-minute stress break, for insomnia, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got these mega, I don't know anything about megahertz, but they did this study where there's a pulsing buzz under the music or the nature sound or whatever you choose. And it starts off fast, like where you are for the day. I don't know why it looks like I'm jerking someone off right now. It
looks like you have a shake weight in your hand.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm doing that. But it's this underneath. So you can turn that up and down and it can be as loud as you want. But it slowly slows down, which helps you calm down. It's been working
pretty well. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I just put on a real loud thunderstorm on my noise app.
I love a good thunderstorm with a fire. I do a mix. I do a thunderstorm with a fire.
I don't like the crackling while I'm sleeping.
Oh,
it's
you don't?
Too unnerving. No.
Oh, okay. If but I was thunder's like, not?
No.
You're like, I don't like a little.
Because you're like, sometimes.
Boom! Helps me sleep.
Honestly, I don't think I would like it. And I think part of it is because one of the units in my apartment caught on fire years ago.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I know that exact sound.
Yeah.
And it's too freaky to me.
Because
I woke up to hearing the crackling.
Yeah, I'm sure that's terrifying. Yeah. I have an issue. I tried to set things on fire as a child. If I go crazy, I'll probably be an arsonist.
And your dad was a fireman?
I know. It was talked about
a lot.
Is
that part of it? But like, were you intrigued because of that, do you
think? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Interesting.
I smoked paper plates. Yeah, my grandma, my great-grandma.
You mean you lit them on fire?
Yeah, and then I puffed them. I rolled them up in a tube.
And tried to pretend like it was
a cigarette.
What? Oh, my God.
And then one time I tried to make a baked potato in the microwave with a dry dish towel.
Oh, no.
And my dad was like, that thing's smoking. Get it out of there. You didn't wet the towel. So I pulled it out, and when I had left it folded, when I unfolded it.
It was on fire.
It went into flames.
Whoa.
And then I threw it outside and my dad said, that's a wood balcony. Get some water.
Oh, no.
I wasn't the brightest. It's crazy that I grew into the genius I am today.
That is unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. The combusting. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say you put something with aluminum foil in the microwave.
No.
I did that once. Like,
oh, I
when
was about
meals
to say
to
I'm
be
not that stupid. And then you were like, I did it. Everybody's probably done it once.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Should we move on to our corners?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're starting corners today. What kind of corner did you bring us?
This is a what the what? Please, we've all done dumb things and we've all misplaced or thrown things out by accident.
Yeah.
I know I have.
Me too, all the time.
But I'm kind of a freak and I will go through, even if it's just like a pile of receipts in my purse, I'll open it and check every single one to make sure it's not.
And if I throw something away and I realize it, I'll dig through the trash to get it.
Oh, I've gone out to dumpsters with a ladder and had to open multiple bags of other people's trash.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
We've all thrown out stuff, right? I also have a bad habit of leaving, my dad's gonna freak when he hears us, leaving money or my debit card in
my
back
pocket. I leave them in my pockets in my boobs,
and usually nothing gets lost, but I'll forget, and of course I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing those pants today or whatever. Man accidentally throws away $23,000 in recycling bin.
Unacceptable. Well, he recycled.
Okay, clearly it was in a container that he thought was recyclable, but I guess didn't question the weight of it. Because last time I checked...
That's a heavy sum of money.
That much money would be a few pounds, I'm going to imagine.
I would think, unless they were all like $500 bills.
Are those legal tender?
I think a $500 is.
Have you ever seen anything over a $100 bill? I haven't.
No.
Employees at a recycling facility in Humboldt County, California, recovered all but $320 of it.
How's that possible?
A man who accidentally tossed $23,000 into the recycling bin reunited with his life savings Saturday after a worker at a recycling facility in Northern California spotted a shoebox stuffed with money.
No, you don't put $23,000 in a shoebox.
Okay. When the man from Ashland, Oregon, wow, so he was in a different state. That's even more interesting. I mean, I guess recycling moves across states. I didn't know that. When the man from Ashland, Oregon realized his mistake on Thursday, the recycling bin had already been emptied into a truck bound for the Recology sorting facility in Humboldt County. The facility's general manager said that most of the recyclables from the truck had been sorted by the time the man contacted them. Workers were nonetheless told to be on the lookout for the box. Someone spotted the box down the sorting line Friday and recovered all but $320.
How did it stay closed? Did he have it padlocked?
I don't know. The money somehow stayed in the box during the 200-mile trip to the facility.
That's a miracle.
I mean, I don't get it. And that's by the way, crazy. That's all there is to the story.
Where'd that 320 go? Do we need to go dumpster diving?
Okay.
I could use 50 if we're being honest.
But that's also so like old school.
It's so
like,
old school.
That seems like
I don't put my money in a bank.
Yeah.
I put it underneath the mattress in my bed.
Or in a floorboard or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that there was that much money in a shoebox and that he tossed it. Like, wouldn't you open it and be like, oh, this is old.
Open a shoebox.
Whatever.
Especially if it feels heavy.
Yeah.
It must have just, I don't know. I don't need to make excuses for him.
I wonder if they were old. Like, they usually always, no matter what story, good or bad, will name someone's age.
Yeah, they didn't.
I'm very curious as to how old this man was.
Yeah, no, he's elderly for sure. He's a man of a certain age for sure. No young person's going to do that.
Right?
No, because they're going to go get Botox or something.
But it is nice, and it's a good reminder that, again, there are good people out there.
Yes.
There's people that there do are. Find wallets, or literally people have found like a bag with money in it left in a cab, stuff like that. I
was just talking to some people the other day, and we were just chatting about losing things and people returning it. Do you know my sister? She lost her wedding ring in Las Vegas in one of the casinos.
Really?
And she was like, she got married there. It was like when she got married. And she was devastated. And so she went up to the counter and they were like, oh yeah, got it right here. She was like, what?
Unbelievable.
And they said, oh yeah, no, people return things here because they think it's bad luck.
Good.
They don't want to lose at the tables. So if they find something that's not theirs, they almost always turn it in.
Hey, I love it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope you should also do it, whether you're in a casino or not, and whether you believe in luck, karma, or any of that.
Right. But that's probably the reason.
That's okay. Amazing, though.
I know. I thought so, too. So I brought, my corner is, oh boy, my corner is a weirdo of the week, Jessica.
Oh, no. You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here?
I hate that I know it now. I'm so mad that I know it.
It's going on our first album, so you better get used to it. We're here. We're weird. Get used to it.
That feels inappropriate. Okay, so some of you have probably heard about this because I think it was a pretty big story, but I just had to talk about it because it's so crazy.
It's insane.
Brazilian gang leader tries to escape prison by posing as his teen daughter, which you're like, how's that possible? Well, let me tell you. This is from odditycentral.com. A convicted drug trafficker serving a 73-year prison sentence at Rio de Janeiro's most notorious prison embarrassed himself by trying to break out wearing a cheap silicone mask and wig and trying to pass himself off as his 19-year-old daughter.
Hey,
42-year-old Claudio da Silva, a.k.a. Bagzinho Shorthy, fancied himself the Brazilian version of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the Mexican kingpin who stunned the world with his daring prison breaks. Unfortunately, his plan didn't yield the same results, instead making him the laughingstock of the entire planet. To be fair, trying to pass himself off as his 19-year-old daughter while leaving his actual daughter behind bars. No, I didn't realize that part.
You didn't?
No.
Yes, that was the trade-off. She was going to stay. I guess it was worth more to have him out there. It's so insane.
She was going to stay and pose as a man?
Don't know.
Oh my God. Well, leaving his actual daughter behind bars was probably not Da Silva's brightest idea. And we will post a picture because it's crazy town. Mm-hmm. He has a literal full, there's a video of him pulling off the full silicone mask like he's an alien. It's
horrifying.
And he's got this long wig on and some kind of like little girl t-shirt and hoodie. And then he just looks at the camera, literally at the camera, like, well, I tried.
And then somebody like brought out a hook. Pulled him off. You know what's the most upsetting about this for real? Whether she was in cahoots or not, it's his daughter.
It's his daughter. She's still 19.
Uh-huh. You were okay with leaving any of your kids, let alone a female in a notorious prison. For any length of time. In what? I don't understand if
he thought he was so powerful, nobody would dare touch his daughter. They'll protect her. Well, then you're a fool.
Also, did it even say if he made it out the door? Like,
I don't know.
I think you have to check out again when you go to a prison. I've never been, but you have to check in and I assume go through a metal detector and all that. And they make sure people aren't passing stuff.
Well, and I'm looking at the picture of him as her and it looks like a mannequin. It wouldn't be like, who's this alien walking out of our prison?
It looks like those horrible masks that they use in movies sometimes that is like almost a mannequin face mask.
Yes.
That like robbers would put on to go into a bank.
Yeah. Or like if you ordered a real doll to screw it. Like that not so real human, soft fleshy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened.
Well, I'm
with
sure
her.
Come out.
And like, did she get arrested? Like, I'm just very curious.
Well, probably because she's 19, so she's legal. She would have been considered a
in cahoots. An accomplice. It's so weird.
It is so weird.
And why do people think they could get away with that?
I don't know. He was like, man, I'm in here for 70. He's 42. What's 42 plus 73?
Way too old. That's a 5. Four and a 7. That's 11. He would be 115 years old.
I mean,
I think.
We didn't get into entertainment to be mathematicians.
Oh my God. You know what? I will tell you on a quick aside, there's one prison story with people that didn't sneak out in disguise, but it's fascinating. You know about that famous story at Alcatraz?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's incredible.
They built like mummies of themselves.
Well, what they did was they started collecting like little bits of soap. Like when the bar of soap would get down to, you know, like a skinny sliver.
Yeah.
They were keeping it and they kept like molding it, turned it into heads. One of them was an artist and kind of made some facial features. Another one worked in the prison barber. And when he swept up hair, he was collecting the hair. So they put hair on the soap heads, even made it like, I went to Alcatraz and I saw it. It's so freaky. Like they made it look like eyelashes. So when they came at the end of the night to do the check, they flashed the lights in.
And they were there.
Right?
Yeah.
And I guess I really wonder if that's part of where it comes from now, where they'd be like, Powell, young. And you have to be like, yes, I think, right?
Really?
Don't they have to check in to make sure that some... I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up or saw that in a movie.
I don't know.
But they shine the light
in. Because I watch tons of prison shows.
They shine the light in. They passed. But like the next morning, you know, they're like, so-and-so, get up. Nobody did. They open the thing and they go to shake him and the head rolls off the bed onto the floor. And it was three people that escaped. And this is what I think is the most interesting about it. To this day, they don't know if they made it to shore or if they died.
If they drowned. Oh, interesting.
Because they could have drowned or been eaten by a shark. Not that sharks eat people, but you know what I'm saying?
Are there sharks in San Francisco Bay?
The Red Triangle. One of the points of it is San Francisco Bay. I still, to this day, want to do a deep cage dive with great white sharks.
No, you silly, silly woman.
No, I'm serious. That's a breeding ground for them.
Exactly.
That was part of Alcatraz being out there, because you, when you're on the shore, like if you are by the Golden Gate Bridge and you're sitting in like the marina area and looking out, you see Alcatraz and you're like, that's not that far if you were a good swimmer. Well, there's sharks and it's the ocean.
Yeah. Why do you want to go in a cage with them?
Because I wanted to be a marine biologist.
That is not an answer to my question. Everybody wants to be a marine biologist at some point, but not everyone wants to get eaten by a shark.
I know. I don't want to get eaten by a shark, but I'm fascinated. I've never gone diving.
Like, no, me either.
My ears are too sensitive. I was always too scared to try scuba diving. Huh. Like if I go down to the bottom of a deep pool, I'm like,
we know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do about space. Like, I'm not interested.
No, I will watch any show.
Me too,
that
Jessica.
Is out about the ocean. It's
me too,
amazing.
But I'm not going to put myself in a cage and go down there to find out what's happening. Are you crazy?
I'm fascinated by it.
Ugh.
For real.
I am too, but not enough to put myself in there. I just like to watch it on my TV. Ugh, so mad at you. I wanted to do a real quick thank you corner.
Mm.
So a listener of ours wrote in, a very good friend of the show, to tell me. So we've talked about my evil cat Cutter and how she beat your dead eyes. How she peed on Jessica's bag and then she peed on my bra.
Yep.
I talked about that too.
And your makeup case.
And my makeup bag, which I washed four times, still smelled like pee. So one listener told me apple cider vinegar will often get the smell of pee out of fabric. So I appreciate that. Thank you. And then another listener told me that now they have kitty Prozac that you rub on the ears.
Oh.
So we tried giving her Prozac and it was like fighting Goliath in the shape of a tiny cat every time we tried to get it in her mouth. And then she'd spit it at us. I mean, it was a nightmare.
Right.
So we stopped. But he said that you can rub it into their ears and it calms them down. And it really was a life changer for one of his cats.
Crazy. Have you tried it with her?
No, not yet.
You just
have to get it
this.
From the doctor, I think.
Will she let you be affectionate with her? Like, is she the type
of cat? Oh, it'll have to be a... No, absolutely not. It'll be a run and a dash and rub. Yeah.
Like, if it was Ollie, he would just be sitting in her lap and you could just rub his ears.
Oh, for
and he wouldn't,
sure.
Yeah.
Any of my other cats. But it's going to have to be a smash and rub.
You have to admit that Cutter's eyes are kind of next level evil. She kind of looks like a Felix the Cat clock.
She's awful.
She really has crazy eyes.
And
like, she means business.
But she also has separation anxiety, so she follows me around a lot.
Aww.
But she doesn't want me to touch her. I mean, she's just a mess. She's just a mess. So I'm hoping this helps her.
Yeah.
He also, I think I sent you a screenshot of the conversation. He also was like, I just recently took a road trip. I got caught up on the show. And I want to talk about germs. And he was saying that he has a friend that's a urologist. And he says that men, so for our male listeners out there, it's you probably should wash your hands before you go pee because you're touching sensitive things.
Yes.
And that one of his patients had to have his penis removed.
What?
You didn't read that part?
You didn't send me this.
Oh, God. I got to pull it up.
I promise you.
You
sent me another screenshot of something. It was absolutely not this.
Because you would remember that?
While you're looking for it, I'll tell you this. I have a few friends that are chefs that were using extremely hot peppers.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like they were using meat. And whatever. They were like cutting vegetables. So they thought, whatever. Went in the bathroom and they said that it was like a blowtorch on their crotch.
Oh my God.
From using serranos or habanero or whatever.
He says the germ thing. I have a friend who's a urologist and told me that for men, it's more important to wash your hands before using the restroom. I had never thought of that or ever even been told that before, but it makes sense. I said, oh my word. I literally never thought about that. Dan Tipton's going to freak out. And then he said he had a patient who lost his penis to a staph infection. Safety first, the more you know, with a flying star.
What?
Lost his penis. Men, wash your hands before you pee pee.
And after, please. Since it's been in your sweaty under, I guess for women
okay.
too, but like, nope.
Jessica. okay, I guess we ought to move on to our raves.
All right.
Do you think we're a nasty podcast? Are we gross? Do we just talk about gross things all the time?
I mean, I hashtag grody to the max sometimes.
I know, I love it. I love it. Okay, what rave did you ring today?
This is a really amazing concept that I had not ever thought about. We have many ways that we talked about donating, and anytime it's regarding clothing and things like that, that we may not need and that can be very helpful to someone else. So this is a rave that was brought to us from a listener who I recently have been in contact with, and she is a lawyer and a children's advocate, and she is an incredible artist. And this is something that she brought to my attention that she's a large part of, and it's such an incredible thing, and I've never heard about anything like this. Fresh Outfitters is a unique boutique located right next to the Children's Courthouse. This is in Los Angeles, by the way. There's a Children's Law Center and a Children's Action Network, and I will post that information, childrensactionnetwork.org, and there's also a phone number. So Los Angeles County has nearly 30,000 children in foster care.
Oh my God.
Which, that is staggering.
Yes.
3,000 of them age out of the system each year.
Wow.
When this happens, they are truly on their own. Even for those who are working or in school, making ends meet is really tough, and shopping for new clothing is a dream most can't realize. Fresh Outfitters is a clothing store just for these youth. At our store, youth have the opportunity to shop for new, cool clothing in a safe space. New clothes provide these youth, many of whom have never had anything new to call their own, with the boost of self-esteem and confidence as they step out into the world and on their own. They have a list of their, it says, please check out our list of generous partners. So they have all kinds of, I'm going to tell you a few of them here. They have some major donors, like companies that are giving probably excess merchandise and all that, like kind of
overstock
stuff.
Overstock.
Yeah, but this is all brand new clothing. Another thing we all may take for granted, yes, it's lovely to donate clothes. And of course, sometimes that can mean the world to someone. But for people who've never owned something new and a kid, to be able to fit in or to have a nice outfit for a job interview, or just a decent outfit to try to have friends and be out in life. It's insane.
That's incredible.
So you've heard of some of these. BB.
Wow.
And I'll just list a bunch. Bridget and Stone. CAA. And that is Creative Artists Agency. I'm not sure what they get, but they're obviously probably a financial donor. Celebrity Pink Jeans. Forever 21. Fresh, which is an amazing cosmetic company. K-Bell, they make socks, Vans, Taos, Shoewear, Sequin, Velvet clothing line. The Broad is also a donor. Rachel Roy. The list goes on and on and on.
That's amazing.
So they have all of these amazing donations that come in, and the kids can go after their court appointments, which is a very traumatic and emotional experience.
I'm sure.
And go to this store, and they get to pick out an outfit for themselves for free. And I just love that there's something like that.
That is really, really incredible. Yeah. I love it.
So we thank everybody that is a part of that. And it was started actually by a couple of female lawyers that are all in children's law.
Wow.
And they had this idea.
They saw the need. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. So
that's crazy. I love it so much.
Yeah. We will post their website and you can look at their ways to donate and stuff like that.
And maybe be inspired to start something like that in your community.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. So what I brought for a rant today is more of a good news story, but it's so precious. I can't handle it. Cops let citizens pay for parking tickets with cat food donations to local shelter in need.
Yes.
If you've ever volunteered or worked at an animal shelter, you know how fast supplies run out. An empty shelter is a rare sight, and there are always hungry mouths to feed. Recently, Indiana police officers took a tour through Muncie Animal Care and Services Shelter. There, they learned the faculty was running very low on supplies to care for over 350 cats and kittens, with more coming in every day. So the officers decided to do something about it, and they knew the perfect way to help. In the video uploaded to Facebook, the Muncie Police Department announced they were partnering with the shelter in a unique promotion running July 15th through July 19th. Officer Jamie Brown explained that anyone with a $25 parking ticket, with the exception of handicap violations, because you're an a-hole, and violations required to run through the court system or state, could pay it off by donating $25 worth of cat care supplies to the clerk's office, which would be taken to the shelter. And in those few days, the public came through in droves. At the end of that week, the department shared photos on Twitter and Facebook of the shelter supply room filled with cat and kitten food, treats, litter, and beds and blankets. Okay, so
it's such a great idea.
Look at all of that.
Oh, wow.
This woman says, this room was almost empty before we started, they wrote. Most of the folks that donated didn't even have parking tickets. Look at all of it. While the parking ticket promotion is over, Muncie police reminded locals that the shelter could always use more donations, but they'll have plenty in the meantime to ensure their cats have what they need. Now, we'll post some pictures because Jessica, I haven't showed you this yet. There's a little kitty cat. Oh. But look at this officer.
He's so cute.
Is he the cutest or yes. what? He's got kitties in his arm, kitties on his shoulders. He's That's smiling. Awesome. I love that. It's such oh, God. An easy...
What if they even did that for 1 week every year, whatever it is, homeless shelters, animal shelters.
Any kind of organization. Yes. Just whatever little 20. Now, if you
blood donation, a blood drive, if you gave blood, not have a ticket.
Yes. I mean, it would be incredible. I love that they thought of this.
I'm going to talk to the LAPD about that.
Well, I was going to say, now, if you live in LA, every parking ticket is $75. Yes. So I don't know if they're going to let us get away with that.
No, they're not.
But I just thought this was a beautiful story. I love that those officers saw
yes.
a need and found a way to fix it.
Totally.
And it also is a good reminder. I think sometimes we just get busy with life and we forget. Mm-hmm. I love animals. Yeah. Love them. I don't think about that as often as I should, yeah. that I could just run a bag of cat food over to the shelter. Mm-hmm. Or my son, his summer program, mm-hmm. he went to extended school year, summer school, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just a 3 week. It's basically just fun.
Right.
But their classroom project was to collect old sheets, towels, yep. pillowcases, and blankets mm-hmm. to donate to the animal shelter nearby.
Absolutely.
So I went through my entire linen closet and I pulled out everything I don't need, everything I don't use, everything I've held on to that's old and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I bagged it up and I sent it with them.
That's great.
Because they can use those
things. No, they need that all the time. That is something that any shelter needs.
Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to be dumb. Just make sure you give it to them clean.
Oh,
they have such limited resources anyway.
Why'd you just look at me? I'm just kidding. Mine were clean, I promise.
I just think sometimes people would grab stuff out of their laundry bag. I don't know,
understand that. When people donate clothing to like Goodwill or yeah. other things to them, mm-hmm. The fact that somebody wouldn't wash it before they send it.
It's horrifying.
I can't even fathom.
I know.
I don't know.
It's so creepy. But yeah, that is one thing, because I would say I would reach out to your local shelter, and they're literally everywhere in this yes. country, and see what they need. And they may have certain specifications, or they might, I don't know, I'm just trying to preemptively strike on this. Maybe they only accept dry food, or they only take canned wet food, whatever.
It's just a simple phone call.
Yeah.
Or even but sometimes the towel they list it on their website.
I know a lot of people, and I think you do too, that work with rescue organizations in Los Angeles and other yes. parts of the country. Yes. One of the main things they're always in need of is the towels. Blankets and towels, mm-hmm. always.
Yeah. And we always have that towel or blanket.
Yes. That for or some several. Reason Treat yourself. Go to Target.
And get you a $20 soft one.
Yeah.
I know. Because I don't know why. My parents do it too. We all hold on to blankets and towels.
I know.
I was just recently back home, and my mom was in the hospital. My mm-hmm. dad was up there, and so I did some laundry for them while I was there.
That's nice.
And I was folding a towel, and I was like, this towel is legitimately older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was threadbare.
Yeah.
Like, I could see my hand through it.
I loved it when I was in Canada recently staying at my mother-in-law's. She had an Epcot towel. And just to tell you how old this is, yes, Epcot Center still exists, but it has Figment. He was the old what? Mascot. He was like a purple dragon. He was the mascot of Epcot Center of Disney
Figment?
World.
Figment?
Figment, like a figment of your imagination.
I don't like that. That feels like some alternate universe I don't understand.
I am going to have to show you a picture
of Figment.
You're
going to have to. I've never seen
that. But she had the towel. Do you know that it was paper?
Thin.
Yes. It was like a beach or pool towel. But
at least that's
so
somewhat...
nostalgic. I'm like, I love that you kept this Figment
Yeah, there's
towel.
Something on it. Like the towel I'm talking about was a pink towel.
Yes.
Like just not necessary.
That had no pile left in the terry
cloth. And my dad is obsessed with finding the biggest, like hugest. I told you, my dad does nothing small. Soft towels.
I already
towels.
Know what kind of towels Gary Jean gets, and it's making me love him even more.
And so why
he gets
are
a
they...
bath sheet, not a bath towel. And there is a difference, and I'm not making up the term. Bath towel, bath sheet. I'm a bath sheet girl.
Yeah, his towels are huge. And I'm
I
like,
love
why
it.
Are they holding on to this threadbare? But I just folded it and put it away.
Oh. That's great.
Oh my God. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I'm going to go ahead and tell people, I'm going to remind you how to get a hold of us. Please, please, please write in the things that are bugging mm-hmm. you guys, and especially write in what charity organizations, hometown heroes, good news stories you're hearing in your part of the country mm-hmm. or the world, because I think we have some international listeners.
Absolutely.
Just a reminder, we're on YouTube. Share it with your friends. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Android, blah, blah, blah. If you're listening now, you already know that. So sorry, I'm wasting your time. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact us tab. You can find us that way. Or you can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. This was a fun episode.
It was so fun.
I love it.
And a real change from the episode that we recorded that came out, well,
today.
You're hearing it now, but yes, that came out today, episode 25, where it was a little whispered.
Hi, Jessica. Hi.
And had a very calm nighttime energy. And today, we're just like, yeah!
Today, your shoulders are out of control.
I feel like the Tasmanian devil.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave us with this. I like to usually say something that, well, you'll enjoy, make you happy, or a weekly point to ponder.
Yes.
This week, I've got a point to ponder for you guys. It's a real conversation starter. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Chemtrails. Pretty or poisonous? You decide. Okay, guys.
Bye.
Bye.